Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Today we will take a closer look at shepherds and their flocks for a prayerful adventure in creation. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is a familiar, comforting verse within a very loving passage of Scripture describing the intense relationship of a shepherd and his flock of devoted sheep. That is an image of Jesus and his followers as a group, a very dependent sheep following a kind, loving, strong shepherd. David, who was a shepherd boy with God's hand on him, kept his sheep safe from lions and bears, sometimes by killing them to protect his flock of sheep. Shepherds are God's gift of a picture of Jesus' relationship with us. Shepherds who have flocks of sheep to protect are an example of that intense closeness he feels for them and their dependence on him. God gives us shepherds in another way as well. In 1 Peter 5:2, Peter talks to the elders of the church to be shepherds of God's flock that are under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. As I was learning more about shepherds, one of our Sunday school lessons was a wonderful study about them and their sheep. The connection between us, the sheep, and Jesus, our shepherd, is intense. Sheep are not known for their being smart, but shepherds are superheroes of the faith as they lead their flocks or congregations on the path to heaven. Pastor is the same word as shepherd in Latin. What a wonderful picture of our churches with a loving, strong, committed shepherd and their flock. I have been blessed with many pastors over the years, and there are two that have been life-changing as they led their flocks. Thank you, Jesus, for shepherds of your flocks and their loving concerns and direction from your word and the Holy Spirit as they lead them. Thank you for being our great shepherd and loving us enough to leave the 99 to go find the one that is lost. Thank you for guiding us through a time unlike any time in history. Dear ones, as we are still experiencing a worldwide event and our shepherd loves us so, stay strong in the Lord. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.